racial tensions are running hot in the U.S. right now. But what if things got so heated that American students start heading to Canada? It's not a crazy question, particularly for historically black colleges and universities. Earlier this month, the White House dramatically downsized its annual summit of HBCUs, as they're called. Organizers were worried about attendance and protests after many HBCU students and leaders criticized President Trump's response to the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville this summer. The World's Kenya Downs joins me now to discuss these tensions and how historically black colleges are becoming more diverse. So why was the White House's commission on historically black colleges such a hot-button issue this month, Kenya?
Well, initially in President Trump's tenure, he called a meeting and welcomed HBCU presidents to the White House, where there was this expectation that there would be an executive order signed releasing more federal funding for some of these institutions. And that didn't happen. Instead, later on, university leaders complained that it was mainly a photo op for the president to tout, you know, his relationship with black institutions and black people. And that also hit the head later on, you know, when we saw the president's response to Charlottesville, to acts of racism. A lot of HBCU leaders felt the time and place was no longer appropriate.
Yeah, remind us what some of the criticisms of HBCUs are.
Well, because these schools, as we mentioned, were founded for the purpose of educating newly freed blacks post-slavery, there's a lot of criticism that these schools just simply aren't needed anymore, that there have been different policies and initiatives throughout the years that have promoted integration of traditional schools and pushing for diversity.
Do those criticisms have any merit? I mean, are HBCUs only for African-American students?
No, in fact, they've never have been. We see that right now, non-black students are about 20% of HBCU enrollment overall. This is in large part due to more immigrant and international students. In the South, you're seeing more Latino and Asian American students. So it's changing the racial and ethnic makeup of HBCU campuses overall.
So what is the future for historically black colleges and universities as long as this White House agenda kind of pushes forward?
Well, we don't know the impact yet, but I spoke to faculty concerned about the proposed travel ban and access to higher education for immigrant students, like what we see at St. Philip's College in Austin. I had a chance to speak with Fidel Simmons about this. He's the interim international student coordinator at St. Philip's College, and he told me how the current anti-immigrant rhetoric and policies are affecting some students' choices to attend school there.
I know I have students right now who are looking at other options. I would wish for them to stay here, but some students are looking at going to school in Canada because it's so much easier now for you to come to Canada as opposed to remaining in the U.S. You have international students coming to you and saying, can I come back next semester, with this fear in their eyes?
Does that mean enrollment at places like St. Philip's is on the decline? And is he implying that they are going to Canada and perhaps other countries?
Not yet. In fact, many HBCUs currently, because like we mentioned, this growing racial tension and political climate, are actually seeing an increase in enrollment. That is among African American students, Latino American or Asian American students who are choosing HBCUs to essentially get a safe space from some of the issues that they may encounter at traditionally white schools. In fact, I spoke with Ashley Gray. She's a student at Howard University from Jamaica, and she transferred to Howard from a predominantly white school after her own experience with racial stereotyping while she was auditioning for a school play.
The reason why students choose to come to HBCUs and continue to stay at HBCUs is because they feel as though they can live in an environment where they're comfortable within their own culture.
So how is the Trump administration planning to move forward in its approach to these historically black colleges and universities?
Well, so far, not smoothly. Like, there's some backlash over who President Trump chose to lead the White House's commission on HBCUs moving forward. But many of these schools are dependent on federal funding. So even if HBCU leaders aren't fond of President Trump, with him leveraging that funding, they'll be forced to play nice during his tenure.
That's the World's Kenya Downs in Washington. Kenya, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.